Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Rotoballer Radio's previews for the 2019 fantasy football season. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano. Happy to be with you here on the Rotoballer YouTube channel. So thanks for finding the time to check it out. You've probably already seen the quarterback preview, the running back preview, the top 10 wide receivers, as well as the sleeper quarterback and sleeper running back shows. Today, we come at you with three wide receiver sleepers. I do it every show. I don't believe in the word sleepers. I'll explain more in a few minutes, guys. But before we get to it, head over to rotoballer.com. Check it all out. The main page, premium package, expert chats. You know the routine. Rotoballer.com has got you covered. Sign up now using the promotional code ACES, A-C-E-S, basically telling them Anthony sent you, and save 10% on that premium package. The draft guide, all the great contents, the ADP optimizers, the lineup optimizers, the sleepers, the snoozers, all the great stuff. Real Talk Raft, Josh Hayes, Chris Mangano, Pierre Camus, Nick Mariano, Scott Angle, myself, and the rest of the Rotoballer crew has got you covered there. And make sure you stay right here, subscribe to the YouTube channel, check out all the great content, courtesy of Rotoballer Radio here, as well as on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio with Scott Angle, myself, Raf, and Josh Hayes. Host a slew of shows all week long, so take advantage and have some fun with that. And guys, if you're tired of dealing with the same old issues with your fantasy league, switch to the site built for commissioners by commissioners. Flea Flicker offers fast and slow drafts, tons of commissioner tools, dynasty features, scoring settings, and a great mobile app. You can import your ESPN league with just one click of a button. Rotoballer's Expert League is on Flea Flicker, and best of all, it's 100% free. Go to fleaflicker.com and discover why thousands of leagues have switched this season. That's F-L-E-A, flicker.com. Fleaflicker.com, rotoballer.com uses it for all their expert leagues. So make sure you take advantage of free site and take advantage of the great stuff over at fleaflicker.com. Okay. So like I said, hopefully you've seen all the other shows. You've seen the QB top 10. You've seen the sleeper QBs. You've seen the top 10 running backs. You've seen the sleeper running backs. And you've seen the top 10 wide receivers today. Three sleeper wide receivers for your fantasy draft. We're about a week and a half, 2 weeks away from opening day. Drafts are ongoing all week long. The opening day is a week from Thursday. It's currently Monday as I tape this. So you got a week and a, about a half full of drafts going on. I got a draft in a little while tonight. Got drafts all week. Okay, whether you're an expert or really, really that the, I don't want to say novice, but, you know, the guy who does two leagues a year, doesn't have time to read a slew of magazines and a slew of websites. You sign up for Rotoballer, you watch these shows, you take some notes, and you walk into your draft and obviously dominate. So here are my three sleepers. Now, I say it every sleeper show. I hate the word sleepers. There's so much content out there. There's no such things as sleepers. So nowadays, when I see the word sleeper, I see guys who have value that is better than their current ADPs. Their value is better than where they're currently being drafted. First on my list is Marquise Valdes-Scantling of the Green Bay Packers. He is currently going at wide receiver number 42 as in the middle of the ninth round at not pick 9.06. Although currently going at 42, I have him at wide receiver 32. Now, he's obviously the wide receiver 2 opposite of Devontae Adams. Now, he's in a situation with Geronimo Allison, who really emerges as the second option in Green Bay. Now, Allison is scheduled to play in the slot. Marquise Valdes-Scantling opposite him out wide, okay? And that's why I like Scantling, okay? Allison will be fine in terms of his targets and receptions. He could be a PPR monster. But Valdes-Scantling, 6'4", 206, has the ability to be what Devontae Adams was to Jordy Nelson, a 8 to 10 touchdown type of player, okay? Last season, 38 receptions, 581 yards, only two games started, 73 targets. He averaged 15.3 yards per catch, and he caught about 52% of the passes. He's dynamic, he's big, he's strong. Needs to improve his hands, improved his route running, and now in a position to be starting opposite of Devontae Adams, out wide with Aaron Rodgers throwing him touchdown passes. Who has more receptions? If you ask me, Anthony, who's going to do that? It's going to be Allison over Scantling, with Adams obviously leading the way in Green Bay. Who ends up with more touchdowns? For me, that's Marquise Valdes-Scantling. Going middle of ninth round, wide receiver 42. I have him at 32, which means I view him as a wide receiver 3, this season. Allison currently going at wide receiver 40, as I have him ranked at wide receiver 40. Okay, so I Scantling a little bit higher than him. My second underrated, quote, sleeper wide receiver, Anthony Miller, year two with the Chicago Bears. 5'11", 199. He was a second-round pick last year out of Memphis, and he was dynamic as a slot receiver in college. Big, strong kid, can make every catch, make catches in traffic, and then dynamic with the ball in his hand. Currently going wide receiver 51. I have him ranked as wide receiver 43. He's going in the middle of the 11th round. Okay. Oh, his comparison coming out of college was Steve Smith Jr., Carolina Panther great. Last season, 33 receptions, 54 targets, 423 yards. Guys, he had 7 touchdowns in 33 catches. He had legitimately caught a touchdown in under 1 out of every 5 catches, in less than every 5 catches. 12.8 yards per catch, caught 61% of the passes thrown to him. Okay, he will start in the slot for Chicago in a good offense. Taylor Gabriel, Allen Robinson at wide, Trey Burton at tight end, the running backs, the three-headed monster going on in the backfield there along with Tariq Cohen. Okay, but here's the thing. Allen Robinson is overrated. Taylor Gabriel is a good, nice player, better player in the NFL than in fantasy. Okay, Anthony Miller has a real chance to emerge as the primary target for Mitch Trubisky this year. You're looking at a guy who could walk away this year with 80-plus receptions and maintain that 7 or 8 touchdowns on the season. Okay, Anthony Miller in round 11 is a steal. As currently, like I said, wide receiver 51, I have him at wide receiver 43. And my third sleeper wide receiver on the season, Marquise Goodwin of the San Francisco 49ers. He started this training camp as a second-team wide receiver as everybody fell in love with Deebo Samuel and some of the rookies the 49ers brought in. Well, the truth of the matter is Goodwin is too talented, too good a rapport with Jimmy Garoppolo. He is now at the top of the depth chart opposite Dante Pettis. Everybody bought into the Pettis hype. Everybody bought into the Deebo Samuel hype. And right now, Marquise Goodwin is going at 14.08 in drafts. He's basically a freebie going late in drafts, right before kickers and defenses in 16-round drafts. He's at wide receiver 64. I have him at wide receiver 49. Okay. Last season was a disappointing year. 43 targets, 23 receptions, 395 yards, 4 touchdowns. But remember, no Jimmy Garoppolo. Do you remember the end of 2017 when Marquise Goodwin was must start? As Jimmy Garoppolo took over that job in San Francisco, Marquise Goodwin became must start fantasy option. Okay, his 2017 season had over 100 targets, 56 receptions, 962 yards, 2 touchdowns. It was over 17 yards per catch. It's a tremendous number. This is a big play guy, okay? While with Garoppolo, okay, he had multiple games with 10-plus targets. He had multiple 100-yard games, and now he's got a full season of Garoppolo. Now, I know Garoppolo struggled coming back. Decision-making has been slow. He got better preseason week 3 than he did week 2. It might take a week or two. So what do you do when you're struggling? You look for your go-to. And who was his favorite receiver 2 years ago? It was Marquise Goodwin. Kittle is there. The running backs are there and all of that fun stuff. But Marquise Goodwin should have a significant role with Jimmy Garoppolo at the helm for the San Francisco 49ers. So, 3 sleepers, Marquise Valdez-Scantling going in round 9, Anthony Miller currently going round 11, and Marquise Goodwin currently going in round 14. 3 guys who could end up playing significant roles as wide receiver 3s, even wide receiver 4s on your fantasy football team. I'll be back later in the week. I'll give you some tight end information, some top 10s, some sleeper tight ends. Follow me on Twitter at Aianiano Fantasy. Stay right here at the Roto Baller YouTube channel and check out all the great content courtesy of Roto Baller Radio. And make sure you sign up for that premium package using the promotional code ACES. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Have a good one.